The first thing I want to do is to give a very brief introduction to this specific topic, archetype compulsion and healing, and why I think that's so important. And then I want to give you some background before I break this morning. This is going to be a lot. We're going to go fast. To give you a sense, I really am glad that a number of you, in fact, I suspect all of you have some interest in human spiritual traditions and the way they relate to the psyche, because I want to help you see the thread that goes through human spiritual experience and religious experience to what we're talking about today, which anticipated the development of dynamic psychology and depth psychology. I want to just briefly talk about that, give you some resources to read on that, to flesh that out later. And then I will turn to, I'm going to put this in the context of the experience of what I call in my work the great self, what Jung called the archetypal self. But I'm going to talk about the great self as it has manifested in human spiritual experience. And then I'm going to talk about the great self as it has been imaged in psychodynamic theories prior to Jung. And then we're going to take a break. And I'm going to talk about the strengths and weaknesses, briefly, of Freudian treatments of the great self. Freud's treatments, that is, not Freudian, because we'll get to some more of those later. And then Adler's treatment of the great self. And then we'll take a break, and then I'll come back and I'll talk about Jung's treatment of the great self, Kohut. Briefly, I'll keep it brief for those of you that have had, for those of you that have had Kohut coming out your ears. And then my work on the great self before lunch, a very brief intro before lunch, and then when we come back from lunch at 1:30, I will give a brief summary of what I believe is the structural coding of the great self. Which is behind, which I think you need to understand if you're going to understand how subtle and pervasive compulsivity is in human personality. What I'm going to tell you today and tomorrow, essentially, clinically, is that all psychopathology is compulsive. That is to say, the people that don't have much depth in their theoretical grasp of the psyche, they will make obsessive-compulsive phenomenology one thing, and they'll talk about compulsive personality disorder. But what I want you to get this weekend is that all psychopathology is compulsive, and it's compulsive in a much more subtle way than most theoreticians understand. And what I want you to get a feeling for clinically as helpers and in your own life, we might as well benefit from thinking about it. I'll share a little with you about my compulsivity so that you can see, I'll use myself a little bit as a case illustration. You can think about yourself as a case illustration. But the point being that I want you, before you go away tomorrow, to have a feeling for what we might call the varieties of compulsive experience and the various shapes of compulsivity. Because it is more highly structured than most theorists understand. It's much more structured. You can understand it a lot cleaner and a lot better, and you can get a sense about where the weaknesses in your own psychological structurization are, so that, or your patients, you can get a better, clearer picture about where their compulsivity is leaking through at the healthy structures of their self. In other words, I want you to get a feeling for the enormous difficulty we as a species are having controlling our compulsivity. We're flunking this. The reason we're eating this planet, the reason we're destroying the ecosphere, is really grounded on our inability now to control our compulsivity. And I want to tell you tomorrow, in terms of interventions and the radical shifts in our way of thinking about therapeutic interventions tomorrow, we've got to strategize a much more effective way of helping people to contain their compulsivity. we're doing terrible on this. And we are moving into an extremely dangerous period where the traditional vessels of containment, of compulsivity, are falling away all over the planet. And we're getting much more compulsive behavior in terms of compulsive violence, as you're seeing with these school shootings. I want you to understand the relationship between our blindness on the power of compulsivity and what's happening to us on this planet and in our cities and so on. So it's a lot of stuff, but I think I can give you enough of an outline and some sources that you will be able to continue your work on your own. I will this afternoon. I'll just give you that diamond body structure that I believe is the code for understanding these different forms of compulsivity. After the break in the afternoon, I will talk about that diamond body code in relationship to the different forms of compulsivity and fragmentation. So, in other words, by the end of the day today, I want you to have a sense of the geography of the Great Self and the way in which it helps us understand the power of fragmenting processes in the psyche. Why are we so prone to fragmentation? And how do we typically fragment? Tomorrow morning, I will want us to focus more tightly in on clinical vignettes. And if you have a dream that is either yours or of one of your patients, we can turn off the tape when we go into those materials. And if you think you've got a dream that indicates some compulsivity, some compulsion, then you can bring that and I will be able to comment with you on that. We'll look at that sort of thing. And I will share some dreams that illustrate what we're talking about. After the break tomorrow, we will focus on strategies in integrative psychotherapy. And what I will do there is to try to help you understand how our very profession, healer professions, particularly the mental health professions, I'm going to describe the shadow of them in terms of their own compulsivity. In other words, the pathology of the therapies. And then I'm going to talk about what I feel we need to do in order to get a lot more effective in helping people cope with this enormous flooding from within the psyche. So that's what I propose to do in the order in which I propose to do it.